WTOP News Time 351.
Disappearance captivated and terrified our area nearly 40 years ago, and the impact was lasting and powerful. Today, Montgomery County Police say they have a person of interest in the disappearance of Sheila and Catherine Lyon. Police say Lloyd Welch, also known as Michael Welch, showed an interest in the 10- and 12-year-old girls. He had traveled the country with a carnival and is now serving jail time in Delaware.
WTOP's Chris Corr covered this case back in the 1970s, 1975 when it happened. He also knew the Lyon family well, and Chris rejoins us here again. Chris, talk about the day that story broke. What do you remember?
Well, he and I were working at WMAL together and had been for less than a year, but I'd gotten to know him pretty well because I started on the weekends and he worked weekends a lot. I remember the day after they didn't come home, he called the newsroom and he said, I remember this so distinctly, he said, I know we're going to feel really foolish when the girls show up later today from some sleepover that we told them they could go to, but we don't remember that and we're not sure where they are. And he's kind of laughing as if this was kind of silly, but obviously he was concerned because the kids hadn't come home. And of course, then they didn't. And then there was still a brief period of time when there was hope that they would be found in whatever state. And then that never happened. And then they completely disappeared. And it was, you know, the radio station was a very tight-knit community, as we are here, and it affected everybody profoundly. And it still does. I mean, I'm not the official spokesperson or anything like that. I know John and Mary and the family, and this day will, you know, it's just a horrible, horrible day.
Chris, besides what it did to them and to you, the family they worked with, talk about the region and how in pretty short order there was terror, just pure terror.
Because something like this just doesn't happen. I mean, it's pretty normal for your kids to go and do stuff. As I said on Core Values, you know, that changed a lot after that. People started to become a lot more cautious about their children. But, you know, they would go to the mall all the time. They lived out by Wheaton Mall, and that's where the kids would go. And then just to have them disappear without any trace for so long, I'll tell you, when John came back to work, it was just a real testament to his courage to do it because, as you know, this is a very personal medium. To go back to any job after this happens would be horribly difficult. To come back on the air and try to be jovial and kind and soft and soothing like he is his style was just, I didn't, you know, none of us knew. Here's the thing, you know, you say sorry for your loss when somebody's grandmother dies. What do you say to somebody like this? And it was hard for all of us, and we just took our cues from him. When he wanted to talk about it, he'd talk about it. If he didn't, we just kind of carried on and just tried to adjust the best we could. But, I mean, it was in all of our hearts always, still is, for all these years.
In our final 30 seconds, police dug and dug and dug and couldn't come up with things. They seem to have leads at various points. Talk more about that.
Well, I'm not going to speak for him, but there have been leads over the years in which he has gone to prisons to talk to inmates in hoping to find a lead where they've said, we think so-and-so knows. I think even the National Enquirer broke a story about this one year, and he ended up going to some prisons to go talk to people, but nothing ever came out of it, which is why I pray for them that this time this really is the end of the case, because God knows they deserve the peace at this point.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for being here. That's WTOP's Chris Corr.